This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles State of the World Update, June 5th, 2021.
Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing, as always, to be able to share with you. Now, indeed, on the planet at this time, many of you are indeed seeing, some of you with quite alarm, at the acceleration, the continuation, yes, of confusion. There is corruption, yes, indeed. There is a great effort underway from many levels, not only on the physical level where you are currently focused, but also on the spiritual levels, to bring balance, to bring it all back to a place where the systems that you are indeed part of are working for all of you, not just for some. Now, of course, all of you at some level or another, whether you are choosing to be aware or whether you are choosing to avoid, you are still being asked at that deeper spiritual level to indeed get involved, to do your part, for you are indeed, whether you believe or not, whether you are paying attention or not, you are part of the collective energy that is creating, yes, the conditions that you find yourself in on the planet Earth now. So you have a choice, of course, and no one can take that away from you. You have free will, which was part of the experiment, part of the challenge of living on Earth in a physical world, of whether or not you will choose, yes, to speak your truth, whether you will choose to stand up, whether you will rise to the occasion and find your own special way of serving not only yourself, but others. Now, many of you are caught up in doing just that, just serving yourself, saying, well, let's let someone else take care of it, or we'll just sit on the sidelines and watch it all indeed unfold. But the problem, dear friends, is it is unfolding in a very disastrous way. Now, of course, there are lessons here. Of course, there is a higher purpose. For as we have shared with many of you, dear friends, in the past, that this is all occurring to allow the systems that have been imbalanced to come indeed into clear awareness. So there are no longer any secrets. But it is clear to everyone what is occurring on your planet, who is in charge, what they are doing. And dear friends, it has become more and more, yes, we say, less than positive indeed. Now, many of these things have been occurring on your planet since time began. But now it is at a point where it is at a dangerous level for all of you. And in many ways, it is meant to get your attention. It is meant for you to look deep within yourself and decide, what role am I willing to play? We say this to you because the great changes that we have foretold that are going to happen on the planet Earth, where you will reach, yes, what some call the golden age, where you will find peace on the planet, won't occur if the majority of you sit back on those sidelines and do nothing. Now, some of you will take great strides to participate. You will indeed choose to become involved in a more active way. You will be the ones protesting. You will be the ones, yes, running for office. There will be many different ways that you will choose to engage, that you will indeed see that you have power and that you can indeed begin to be part of spiritual change on the planet, which will result in the new systems emerging as you continue to see the acceleration of the, yes, the very common institutions falling down. They are crumbling now more than you would ever even realize or are being told. You are seeing every system on the planet being challenged. Now, if the majority of you do not stand up, if you do not choose to rise up and to make your voices heard, this could be indeed quite disastrous. Now, We say this to you simply because you do not have to suffer. You have power. You have choice. You have spiritual integrity. You have gifts. Each and every one of you have a gift within you. Yes, an immutable force that when you allow access to your physical self, your spiritual power will rise up and will begin to show you, yes, how you can be part of a change, not only for society's sake, but also in your own life. For many of you have fallen victim, yes, to some of the changes that you are indeed experiencing in the world around you. And it does not need to be this way, dear friends, for you are, of course, never the victims. You are powerful, creative, spiritual beings. And when you put your mind to it, when you indeed gather together in united energies, when you see indeed that spirit is working with you, that the power of God flows through you, you will be able to do so much more than you would have ever imagined. And that is what we are encouraging each of you. Now, you will all find your own way. But at the very least, we would say to you, speak up. Not in a violent, disrespectful way. Not that would harm anyone. We don't want to see riots. We don't want to see people beaten to death or killed. Indeed, that would be working at the same level that so many others are nefariously working toward in the deceptions that are occurring. Instead, we want you to stand up united and proclaim your right for freedom, for honesty, for ethics, for morality, and all of the systems on the planet. This will not only affect the world, but indeed will reflect in everything that you are experiencing personally. Of all those you love and cherish, it will affect their lives. For the systems on the planet are rapidly falling away. You are seeing the evidence of this. The extent of it, dear friends, we do hate to say this to you, but much of it is even being covered up until disaster strikes and it hits the local news. So, dear friends, will you begin to gather up your courage? Will you allow the power that is part of your spiritual nature to come forth in this physical lifetime? Will you at least begin to speak your truth? Yes, indeed. To allow the voice of God to begin to work through you so that you will be able to tell those in power, some who are, of course, quite well-intentioned, who are working toward the good of all mankind. And then there are others, indeed, who are only caring about their own lives, their own selfish interests. It is time for clearing of the planet, as you are seeing in so many ways, not just indeed in your governments and your societies, but also even indeed in Mother Earth. The clearing does not have to be disastrous. It does not have to be even painful. It is necessary. And as part of this clearing, there will be those of you who will choose to be the leaders, and there will be those of you who will support the positive efforts of those who it is part of their destiny to lead. But each of you have a role to play. Now, is it really too hard to indeed call your local officials and tell them your feelings? Is it really too hard to write a letter? Can you imagine if everyone, yes, in your society, even in your local city or state governments, would do that? If everyone did that and said, this is how we feel, we would like this, we would want this, we want you to act in a manner that is more of appropriate, serving the interests of all. It would change things. If anything, there would be some that would be afraid. They'd be afraid that you would vote them out. And there would be others who would listen and promote your interests, recognizing the truth of so many of you. So we urge you, we encourage you to stand up. We encourage you to find your own unique and powerful way to become involved. You all indeed have the ability to communicate. Now you can communicate in a manner which you complain and moan and groan and say, well, they're doing this and doing that, and they're this or that, but is that creating the change? Now, make sure that whatever change you are envisioning, which is, of course, quite powerful indeed, and we would always encourage that visioning, sending out the peaceful energies, sending out, yes, a vision of the world that is being created, that you are all part of, yes, indeed, envisioning and creating that new world. But also remember, you are physical beings. You are here to take action. It is not indeed behooved of all of you to sit back and do nothing. Speak up. Do so with love. Do so in a calm manner. But be clear in your intentions as to what you would like to be seen. So indeed, there are those, of course, who are angry. We would ask all of you to sit back and say to yourself, how is that serving the highest good? Is that vibration of hate, of anger, born of fear, of course, achieving your end results? It will take calm, strong minds to be able to achieve the higher ideals in your world. It will take action. So just thinking about it, just wishing, just indeed gossiping and talking about it, well, it is wonderful that you're talking about it with each other. But is that creating the action necessary to begin to move forward the higher ideals of spirit? For indeed, no matter what is occurring around you, you are still spiritual beings incarnate, and you are being guided in each of you in your own unique way. For those that hear our words, we ask for you to tune in more frequently to the wisdom, the power of your soul, and to ask indeed, what is my purpose? How can I choose to be involved in the world around me, even if it is a smaller circle, for each of the small circles that you reach in love, in an attitude of peace and respect, will grow and become stronger, as we have often shared with each of you. There's a force that is more powerful than any of the louder, angry voices, any of the efforts of those who are in authority on the planet, despite their ill-perceived power, despite the money that often they rely on. You have more power in your little finger. You have more power combined with others of like mind to create sustainable change, to be able to heal, to create the balance once more on the planet. Now, what are you going to do with that power? Will you continue to just go your merry way and say, well, I'm just going to live my life and let someone else deal with it? That will not work, dear friends. For things are indeed continuing to accelerate at such a pace that you may wake up one day and realize that your, yes, ignorance in delaying and not paying attention to the world around you may have caught up with you. And so many of the amenities, the freedoms that you took for granted could be gone. We are not meaning to sound negative or to indeed share a message of fear here. We are just wanting all of you to find your highest glory in this life, to understand that you have a greater purpose at times than what your mind and your intellect will tell you. Now again, we remind you, It does not all have to be the role that would get the most attention in your media, in your news. It does not mean that you will be recognized by all on the planet. Many of you are doing your part in small but very meaningful and relevant ways, and that is wonderful. But find a way to serve your fellow being around you, the world around you that you are part of, and you will serve not only others, but you will serve yourself. For indeed, remind yourself every day, you are part of this world. Do yourself a favor and recognize that what you do matters. The actions you take has a ripple effect out into the world. Remind yourself that you have a choice as to how you will do that, in what manner. If you are doing it in love, then that love will come back not only to you, but will give the chance of the world to feel that love. When you are indeed united in love, you will create the new earth. You will create a different energy on the planet that will change some of the corruption, some of the selfish interests that are indeed continuing to hold on dearly to their power. It will not last. So we ask all of you, allow the spirit within you to become more a part of your life. Feel that presence. Allow yourself to hear the voice, to feel the energy, and then indeed to guide you in the appropriate action for each of you. It may seem trivial, it may seem grand. Pay attention and allow yourself to experiment. Allow yourself indeed to try on different shoes and see what you are capable of. It is meant to be an adventure. It is not meant to be painful. It is not meant to even be a punishment to be on the planet Earth. You are meant to discover the God within you. You are meant to see your power and to use it. So it is one thing to sit back and to meditate every day. And if you are meditating on peace on the planet, that is wonderful, effective, and yes, will change many of the energies and bring them into balance. But you are also meant to take action. So we will encourage that for each of you. Find delight in that action. Find enjoyment, yes, in what you can choose to do, for that is teaching you. That is what your soul is trying to help you understand, so that you will find your own fulfillment in this, your chosen life. As you call upon your higher self, know that you are being guided. Remind yourself that at times your mind will convince you you need not do anything, that you can continue doing the same. That is stagnation. That is not growth. So allow yourself to continue to move into different spheres of thinking, believing, and acting. And that will allow you to grow much more than you would just staying the same. You are all changing. Different times, different ways. But you are shifting and changing. Allow yourself to believe the truth that you are the ones in charge of it. It is not someone else doing it to you. It is not dependent on the outer world. It is dependent upon you. What you believe, what you expect, the thoughts, the power within you of what you are projecting all the time. We will be here as always to assist as needed as we can. We do love you, and we know the powerful beings that you are more than capable of creating a peaceful, loving world where all are equal. Go your ways now with an attitude of peace and harmony, and that will become, yes, that reality. God bless you indeed.